Yes, good afternoon, Latinas, bilingual women, to really come through and show our resiliency, show all the things that we've been through, that we were survivors of, and now we're thriving, and to give a voice to those that need a voice. So, and yes, this is a Spanglish, I call it a Spanglish podcast, guys, because, you know, it's not a bilingual, because if it's bilingual, I say bilingual, but to identify it, but if it were truly bilingual, I'd be speaking all in English and then I'd repeat the same thing in Spanish. So it's not, it is all about Spanglish. So you'll hear a little bit of Spanish words interspersed, right? Because Latina, we kind of code switch, right? So all of a sudden we'll be talking and then we'll be thinking in Spanish and the Spanish word comes out. So, mujer de éxito, unbounded, woman of success without limits. There are so many beautiful people out there. And today I am really, really excited, guys. I mean, so excited, right? Over the top. Because I reached out, I did what, you know, people are always afraid to reach out, but I reached out to this beautiful woman and she is an awesome woman. She is a go-getter. She's on Instagram. I see her. Because of her, I now have an attorney because of her speakers. This woman is a mover and a shaker, and I'm so excited to have her here. Joining us on the podcast today, Victoria Aguilar from Aguilar Tax Services. And the best thing about it is, guys, is that I'm in San Diego and she's in LA. So Pacific Standard Time, rock. All right, guys. So let me, without further ado, let me just welcome in Victoria. How do you like to be called? Victoria? Vicky?
Victoria.
Victoria. Okay, so welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for just saying yes. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bit about, what is your history in tax services? What do you do? That kind of thing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marty, for reaching out. It's such an honor to be here. So thank you so, so much. I am Victoria Aguilar, and I have been in the tax world for over 10 years. So I initially started back over 10 years ago. And I've always been an entrepreneur at heart, but my real push was I wanted to raise my daughter on my terms. And I knew I had to be a business owner to do that. So I wanted the flexibility and I didn't want to miss a beat with her. So I knew entrepreneurship was the path I had to take. And at the time that I started taxes it was during the recession. So everything was, people were getting laid off. I used to be a court reporter prior to having my daughter, and my court reporter friends were getting laid off. So fortunately, we had a family friend who has had a tax business. So one thing he said to me, he says, well, taxes is always, a for sure thing. So so that's how I entered into the tax world and eventually got licensed and started my business in 2011. I love helping people. And I knew the direction I had to go into was into the Latino community. So that's where I first started serving, was helping out, in the Latino community. I saw a lot of people that were being taken advantage of by accountants and tax preparers. And, it was really sad. What a bad name. tax preparers, we're getting amongst the community. But that's where I started. And in 2016, I transitioned my tax service to a virtual tax service. So which was a big move at that time, because nobody else was doing it. And I knew I would lose a lot of clients at that time. But I also gained a lot of clients. So now I continue to work within the Latino community. And I love helping Las Latina business owners. So that's my mission right now, is to help and impact as many Latina business owners as I can by teaching them, simplifying taxes for them, and, you know, giving them the tools to maximize their tax deductions and keeping more of their hard earned money.
Right. So, that is amazing. So you were a court reporter. How cool is that? And that is interesting that you were, you know, so what was happening in the courts that you guys were, you know, interesting how a recession affects the court system.
Exactly. Nobody had money to sue.
Well, maybe we need to go back to that.
Yeah. So it was an interesting time. It was very interesting. So being resourceful, you know, is something I had to do. And it's always been my part of my life, just being resourceful and, you know, making it happen.
Wow. I saw a lot of things happening, a lot of things happening in the, during the recession and stuff. And I want to say that, like you, I have always been an entrepreneur. I've always had a side gig going while I was a teacher, assistant principal, principal, college educator. So I moved my way all the way through, right? And I always had a side gig. So it was interesting because I was in one of those professions that is what they call recession proof. So, in education. And so that was interesting. But where I felt it when you were talking is I felt it and saw it in, you know, in the business world where you have to, you know, you have to be smart and you have to pivot. I have some questions. Would you mind if I asked you some questions? Because some of my listeners are, you know, solopreneurs, Gen Xpreneurs, and network marketers and Latinas. And I have some questions, if you don't mind.
Of course, I'd love to answer any questions.
Great. So one of the big questions that everybody comes to me as, you know, as a business coach, they're like, okay, now I have a network marketing business, because network marketing might be a little bit different than the solopreneur and the, you know, and the other, you know, any brick and mortar business. But this one is a little bit different, I think, because one of the things that having a home-based business, network marketing, or just a home-based business is, when you're, let's say somebody like me and you, where we were a 9-to-5 and we have a side gig, right? Or you have a home-based business as well. How does that help you with your taxes?
Oh my gosh, the possibilities are endless. And there's been like a myth, misconception or something that, you know, when you make money on the side, you have your little side gig, that it's going to impact you in a negative way with your taxes, but it's quite the opposite. If you are a W-2 employee and you have your side gig, your side hustle and network marketing or whatever it may be, there's so many benefits because, you know, we have personal expenses, our phone, our, you know, vehicle, meals, and, you know, to name a few, which are not deductible. So once you incorporate, once you add a side business, a home-based business, those expenses, those personal expenses can now be redirected as business expenses. So there are two tax systems that we have here. So one for business owners and one for the W-2 employees. As a business owners, you know, we have so many deductions available to us. As a W-2 employee, we have very limited deductions. So now that you add a home-based business, those personal deductions or expenses can now be redirected. So for example, you can deduct your home office, you can deduct your vehicle miles, your meals that you have when you have your business meetings, your phone. So on the average, a person with a W-2 who adds a side business can save anywhere between $4,000 to $7,000. So that's a huge savings. And it's so exciting because a lot of people do not know that.
Right. That's true. You know, I'm one of those that knows that because, of course, I'm married to a CPA and tax preparer. He does, you know, he's been, I knew going in that I was going to be what they call a tax widow. And everybody laughs, you know, and I am a tax widow because from, you know, January 31st until April 15th, that's it. I just know that there's somebody who comes into bed, you know, after me and then gets up before me, maybe, you know, because my husband is also, you know, a 9-to-5 person and then does taxes as well with exclusive clients. Right. So for me, it's always been something like, okay. And now let me ask you this though. So when we go into some of the write-offs, especially now that we're in COVID times and things like that. So like the costs for Zoom and the costs for maybe Slack or the costs for Canva, things that I'm using in order to be able to, and I'm coming from you from the you know, home-based business space. So things of like that I need to use in order to, you know, to market my product, let's say on social media, are those deductible?
Absolutely. So anything you basically need to run your business. So the internet, you know, software, if you're with a network marketing company, so even your fees and, if you go to, well, it's COVID, but you know, in the past we, there used to be gatherings like trainings, and those are deductible as well. Your expenses for traveling and the fees. I mean, there's a list of deductions that are available to you, including your vehicle, you know, vehicle miles. So it just adds up. And like I said, it makes a significant difference.
So, okay, that's great. So, I highly recommend. Now, here's the thing that I found out. When you, and I'm going to throw in, I know we were going to, you know, go in, but I'm going to throw in an extra question here. Porque sí.
Yes.
So, when you guys, so when somebody's looking for a tax preparer, right? And would you say, in my experience, I've found, I know, you know, like for instance, my husband, he knows the network marketing space real well. So he works really closely with, you know, network marketers. But would you say that it's important for people to find a tax preparer that knows a home-based business space?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So as accountants and tax preparers, you know, we're not really trained to save people money. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, we're just trained to prepare the taxes and mostly in favor of the IRS. So, so it definitely, you know, it's a different way of working. And, you know, it is important to hire someone that is familiar with those fields as to, you know, maximize all those deductions and who's not afraid to do that. Because I mean, we're not doing anything illegal. Everything is legal and it's ethical. And preparers and accountants out there that just think it's risky and won't do it. And if that's the case, then, you know, it may be time to consider finding someone else because, you know, we are as business owners entitled to the same deductions as, you know, the big companies like Amazon or whatever, but Yeah, it's definitely.
So it's almost very much like everything else. So it's, I want to just kind of clarify, porque quiero que esté todo muy claro, you know, just, so it's sort of like you going to a general practitioner and a specialist, yes or no?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. See.
Okay, perfect. Because yeah, because you go to the general practitioner, they kind of see you and stuff like that, but they can't really help you. That's when they send you to, you know, a specialist. So that's important, I would say, to the listeners, que busquen, you know, make sure that you ask the question. So many people get out there and they're afraid to ask. They think that just because you prepare taxes, you know, you can help them. And I love what you said. We're not trained to save you money. We're trained to do the paperwork in favor of the IRS. I love that. I mean, that was bold. Okay. This podcast is about women being bold, and you know, and that was bold. I love that. You were so transparent there. And I just love that. It's so true. So
absolutely
true.
Yeah.
So now let me ask you this. Let's move it into I think we would both agree that most tax preparers are familiar with working with a brick and mortar small business, but not many are really understanding of the deductions, the complete and full on deductions of a home based / network marketing business. So are you familiar with that industry? And can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. I love the network marketing world. I believe that there are so many opportunities there. First of all, you know, you have the opportunity to earn a you know, sky's the limit on that. And there, the investment is very minimal to have your own business, to have your home, your own business. And like I stated a little bit ago, the tax deductions are incredible. On the average, my clients who, you know, are also W-2 employees, they save up to $8,000. It's just mind boggling, and they're always amazed. And I love, that's one of my missions, is just to share with as many people as I can the benefits of having a home-based business, because many people do not know about it. And like you said earlier, it's like people are afraid to ask questions, and we need to change that. I mean, we need to empower people, especially las Latinas, who, you know, who are not used to having a voice. You know, we need you. It's, you ask questions and until it's spelled out to you. And that's what I love. I love answering questions. I love helping people, and I love network marketing, because it's just, you know, you have the opportunity to earn an income, and you have all those business deductions.
Right. I agree. Well, and then I'm going to be honest, I'm a little bit biased. I have both. I have a brick and mortar business, and I have a thriving, and I want to say thriving, network marketing business. Now I have another little question. I know I said I was only going to give you three questions, right? Because I know you got lots to do. It's tax time. And before we leave, I'd like for you to give us some dates on what, you know, the tax, you know, because they're different this year, I think. So, but one of the things that that I am noticing as I move up in rank in my network marketing business, I've become a digital course creator. And I was told by an attorney who you had on your show, and thank you so much. And she said, okay, you now need to get an entity. You're your brand. So now I have Marty Angel LLC. based on what she said. So that one's different than my brick and mortar LLC. Mm-hmm. And what I'm finding is one of the things that she just kind of mentioned, and this is what I'm finding, is that as I'm moving up in rank and have more people to train and coach, I'm noticing that, and because I'm my brand, so can somebody like myself, and this is the big question, let's say my brand colors are purple, gold, and red, and then animal print, and if I go to the store specifically to buy something like that, because it's on brand, is that, and can that be a deduction?
That's interesting that you asked that. So recently, it used to be where, if the IRS is kind of strict on that. So if it's something that you can wear, that you can wear out in public, typically they say no, that it's not a deduction. For example, like a police officer uniform, on their personal time, they wouldn't be out there with their uniform on. So if you have something like you were saying with your brand, and you actually have like your brand somewhere on the clothing, or your little symbol, or if you have a symbol or a logo on your printed onto your outfit or whatever, then it is a business deduction. So not only would the clothing be a deduction, but whatever, the cost of having that logo or trademark or whatever.
Okay. So this is really getting interesting. Let me straighten myself up. Okay. So let me ask you this. Now let's do network marketing. So we all know that most all network marketing companies have their logo. And what I teach as a coach is I teach my, my tribe, my team, that they are not that brand, right? That they are not that brand. They are their own brand, right? But that they've chosen to partner with that. Now let's say if that brand that I've chosen to partner with, and I am part of that company, and I buy a logo brand jacket, let's say, that's got that logo on it, and I buy it, can that purchase then be deductible?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And in addition to that, like if you purchase samples, to give to possible clients or trying to, if you're partnering with somebody and they want to try some samples, those of course are deductible as well.
Cool. Yeah. Ooh, this is going to be a really nice one. I think that's going to be really, really good. So, do you have any questions for me? I mean, it's like,
I love what you do, Marty. I mean, I love how you are out there empowering Latina business owners. I mean, you have so much to share and you offer so much value. And first of all, I want to thank you for that. And I appreciate that you're out there, wanting to help all of us Latinas, and you motivate me. And I'm so happy we found each other.
Yes.
And I am like curious, as a business owner or business coach, what do you think about network marketing and how do you incorporate that with your business coaching?
So I love network marketing, but I didn't know, now we go into what I teach businesses. So this is like, I teach the flow method of sharing, right? To get people. So I didn't, my story is this, right? So my story is that I didn't know what network marketing was. Nobody pitched me. Nobody came. I had a brick and mortar business. I needed product. I needed product that I could really count on. I went and I looked, and then my husband, being the CPA and the investor and the trader, says to me, we need to put a network marketing company in our portfolio. And I said, oh, okay, whatever that is, right? And so And then he says, yeah. He says, I can look for one that has, because I had a nutritional practice. And he says, I can find one that has, supplements. And I said, no, I will do my own research. I will find. And so that's how I ended up choosing the company that I did. And it just so happened that he was also researching companies, and lo and behold, he was researching, and the man is an ex-government auditor. Okay. He worked for the Office of Management and Budget. Okay. So, oh, wow. He knows his audit team, right? So he goes and he audits all these companies that have supplements. I'm going like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. But anyway, so, we both ended up choosing the same company. He chose it because of the business end, and I chose it because of the quality, the integrity of the supplements, and the fact that it's the only one in the physician's desk reference manual. So for me, being a functional diagnostic nutritionist, working with doctors, that meant a lot, right? So that's how I came into the network marketing space, but I didn't know anything about it. And now I'm an actual certified network marketing coach. And I'm certified by the Direct World Selling Alliance. And now I think it is the best thing on the face of the earth for anybody who's thinking about a side hustle, because of the residual income, aspect of it. But it is a business. And so many people, we're getting so much negativity, especially right now during COVID, because people are doing things like, hey, you want to make $10,000 in 1 month? Come join me, join my team. And I'm going like, no, people, this is a business. And it takes a brick and mortar business 5 to 10 years to find that stability. What makes you think that this isn't going to be a little bit different? The only difference is that you just need to switch it a little bit and be a little more astute as to the products and the company you partner with. But the beauty about it is that if you find the right team and the right product, and it's like all this free self-development course, because I think network marketing is a self-development course, all rolled up and in the package of network marketing, because there are so many good people out there that actually can help you and guide you. And I strive to be the best coach I can for my team. But I see so many people out there, and I think there's still the stigma out there, even though it is about now a $41 billion strong industry. It is one of the largest, if not the largest industry out there. And it's growing every day, right? Because it's a double-edged sword. The entry point is so easily accessible because you can start with $300. That's less than an iPhone. Mm-hmm. You can start a business with $300 up to, $1,000. You can't start a brick and mortar business with anywhere near that. And so because it's such a low entry point, I think what happens is people, it's like when you don't value it, because when you get something for free or low cost, it's like, oh, okay, it doesn't work. And I think that's where it is. So that's where I, strive to really teach my team that they've got, it's a whole thing. I've find your ICA, find your target market, find your niche. What's your why? What's your mission statement? What are your visions? And it's all of that has to come into play before you actually choose somebody or a company to partner with. Not just because somebody said to you, or you should see how many DMs I get. And it's like, hey, I saw that you were a network marketing person. I have an opportunity. Would you mind taking a look at it? And it's like, no, first of all, you don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's what I call the sleazy you know, the sleazy sell. And it, and selling is not about being sleazy. And selling is about really, selling is what makes the world go round. If you don't sell, then nothing happens. And people going into it are so like embarrassed. And it's like, why are you embarrassed? It's like my dad used to say, vergüenza es robar. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're not, yeah, you're not stealing from anybody. So don't be embarrassed to sell, right?
Yeah, it's almost a disservice. It's a disservice when you don't share. And it's definitely, I like that you're encouraging people and changing that mindset because yeah, people think selling is sleazy, but it's not. I mean, it's like I said, it's just a disservice. You're doing a disservice by not sharing. And I love how you you also point out about things for people who are considering joining a network company, network marketing company, to consider all these different questions that they should ask, because you know, there are a lot of companies or your upline who are not as supportive as someone like you. So I that's really important.
I think so too. Well, sweetie, I'm, you know, we could talk on this forever. And if you don't mind, I would love to have you back and we could chat some more about, you know, some more tax issues and all of that. But, you know, I just want to say, I'm so incredibly grateful for you joining me today. I, you know, it's, people don't know this, but we're actually recording this on a Saturday. This woman has given up her Saturday to be here to give us all these jewels. And I just want to say, I'm so incredibly grateful. But tell us now, how can people find you on the social media platforms?
Well, I'm on Instagram. That's where I'm most active. It's at Aguilar Tax Service. And if you go to my website at aguilartaxservices.com, I do have a free business deduction download. And it's just a guideline on the deductions that are available for a home-based business. So it's a guide for people to have.
That's great. Thank you. So that was AguilarTaxServices.com.
Si.
And on Instagram, your handle is at?
Aguilar Tax Services.
At Aguilar Tax Services, right. Okay, great. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners. And once again, you know, if you're thinking about starting a business, I want to share with you, you know, I put together this quiz. There's my, you know, there's my education, you know, the professor in me is always quizzing, but I put together this awesome quiz that is for anybody that's either a, you know, a solopreneur, Gen Xpreneur, anypreneur, right? Or thinking about it. If you've been playing with the idea, take this quiz. It's to find out what, you know, what is your entrepreneurial archetype? And you'll see the link to taking this quiz down below. And if you like this episode, please share it. You can follow me on Instagram or on, I'm everywhere at MartyAngel_ELC. That stands for Empowering Latina Coach. And and most recently, you're actually going to find me on Clubhouse, and that's going to be awesome too. Been speaking there, having a lot of success. So, and I invited Victoria. Thank you for joining me. And Victoria and I will probably be, you know, hosting a room on Clubhouse too. So that's going to be awesome and amazing.
I'm excited.
All right, everybody. So thank you so, so much. Once again, make sure you share this, like it, and, you know, and ask any questions you want. DM us. We are here for you guys. Gracias a todo mundo. Gracias. And por estar aquí con nosotros. Gracias, Victoria. Fue un placer estar contigo hoy este día. Gracias.
Gracias. Gracias,
everybody, Marty. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Namaste.
Namaste.